I love eclectic. Your sweaty balls.
Sweaty, sweaty balls. I heard you like my sweaty balls. Do you like my sweaty balls?
Yes.
I like my new chair. It feels good on my sweaty balls.
What does it do for your ass?
It makes my ass happy.
Good. That was the intention.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I started talking like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
But now I sound...
like Count Dracula.
A little bit, yeah. Like a little Romanian.
Now you sound like...
How do you say gay?
Gay.
Even though I'm not... I don't sound gay.
No.
It's a little bit of a whisper.
You sound like Count Dracula.
It's like, I don't want...
Count Chocula.
You know I'm going to bite you. You know? Just suck out your blood.
Yeah.
And just going to sneak up. Sneak up. Maybe put just the tip. Okay. With that said...
Just the tip.
Welcome to this episode of Jay and Mark.
I am Mark. This here to my left is Jay.
Reverse that and it's the truth. I am Mark and over there is Jay, but welcome.
That's me.
It's Jay and Mark.
That's us.
Episode.
And I think we are even less prepared than the last episode.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So what's been going on? What's new with you, sir?
Absolutely nothing. Everything is exact, except I can't talk anymore. Everything is exactly the same.
Well, I guess that it didn't get any worse then, right?
Nope. Nope. Well, not any worse, not any better.
Hail.
Miguel. When's Dougie going to come do a podcast with us?
I don't know. Call him out.
All right. What's his number?
No, I didn't say call him up. I said call him out.
Oh. Doug, get your ass over here.
Get your ass
yeah,
over
you
here.
Will.
We don't need him. You can just do him.
He's not my type.
I saw that in the Ukraine, they turned a Lenin statue into a Darth Vader statue.
What?
Yeah. What? So now there's just a Darth Vader statue chilling in the middle of Ukraine.
What?
Yeah, check it out. I'll show a picture.
What?
Yeah, some artist turned it into that. Now there's a statue of Darth Vader, who isn't really any better, I guess. Well, I would. He's probably is better, but he's not real or anything. But
right.
I guess it's more just like a monument to Star Wars, and it was probably easiest to turn it into Darth Vader, you know.
Right.
But that's pretty cool. That's a creative way of turning something shitty into something,
that
you
is
know,
cool.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I saw a thing the other day online about, it's on that Facebook page, I Fucking Love Science.
Yeah, I follow that as well.
They compared it to, what was it? Was it the Death Star? Basically, something is drawing a bunch of energy from, whatever that fucking planet was, I can't even remember now. I probably shouldn't have even brought it up.
I know what you're talking about. They the way they detect planets and shit, it's by when the star's light dims because a planet went in front of it.
Yeah.
And they're saying that this thing has something that's like dimming it.
Yeah.
There's like some kind of, what they think may be like some kind of alien technology around it.
Yeah, and they were saying that, it was like drawing energy from this planet. I'm going to see if I can find it again. This was a while ago that I saw it.
Yeah.
It was a cool story, though, but unfortunately I can't remember too much about it right now. Oh, they also had another one that was pretty cool about what would happen if the moon hit the Earth. That was a pretty cool one, too.
Shit.
There's a whole video with it.
If the moon was to hit the Earth?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's not cool. Yeah. That's the thing.
Showing what would happen if the moon ever hit the Earth.
Oh, that's cool. It was a little cool simulation video.
Yeah, it was a cool story.
Did you see the fucking Star Wars trailer, dude?
No, I still haven't seen it. I need to see it.
You want me to show it to you?
Yes.
Please.
Do somebody. It. Do it right now.
Somebody.
Give it to me. Give it all to me.
All right. Well, let me find it. Again, we're not very prepared this episode. But we're going to get on it. We're going to do things a little differently this time, though.
I can't.
They're not going to notice.
Fucking find it. Yeah, that looks cool.
But here it is, sir. I think this is it. Yeah.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm no one.
Oh, she's cute.
Your name's Ray, I guess. Or he was.
That'd be weird calling out that name during sex.
But I've got nothing to fight for.
For that, I could probably get used to it.
Yeah, she is cute, though.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
Apparently Vader's got a fanboy.
There are stories about what happened.
It's true.
Is that Leia?
Being hugged up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all back. Luke's in it too, you just don't see him in this trailer.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah, it looks fucking good, man. J.J. Abrams, the guy who made Lost. I believe Alias.
Hmm. Yeah, I was never into Alias, but loved Lost.
He made the two most recent Star Trek movies. Two. Hmm. So he's got both those fucking franchises. He's not making any more Star Trek movies. He's not even making the next two Star Wars movies. Somebody else are directing them, but he started it, you know?
That's cool. Like he did with Star Wars. Yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah, yeah. Good shit. Back to the Future Day was the other day.
I know. I know.
I hate the internet anymore. Everybody's so shitty on the internet anymore.
Yeah. I saw a lot of posts. Tired of all this Back to the Future bullshit.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of all the other bullshit you guys post all the fucking time. Yeah. So, like, for once, there's all kinds of shit I want.
Complaining about people complaining about them because they're terrible parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just see a lot of those.
But no.
I'm friends with a lot of terrible parents on Facebook, apparently. Actually, I shouldn't say that because this gets put on Facebook.
No, I'm
not saying that I'm friends with terrible parents. I'm saying I'm friends with people that get shit on Facebook, and then they post their bullshit on Facebook saying that somebody told them they're terrible parents, and now they're bitching about it.
Nah, I gotcha.
That's what I'm trying to say, Facebook.
But, I enjoy Back to the Future Day.
Yeah.
And there are definitely some shitty parents out there. Well, no one specific, but...
Still want my hoverboard.
Yeah, me too.
I could do without the flux capacitor for a while, but I really want that hoverboard.
But did you watch any of the shit that was going on for it? Like, any of the things that happened because of it?
What do you mean?
Like, I think it was like Nissan or some car company, I don't know, put out this video like a couple weeks ago, and it was just like a minute and a half long clip of Marty and Doc in a diner talking to each other. Well, it was, they weren't Marty and Doc. They were Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox.
Right, I did see that
one. But they were discussing like all the things that actually came true from Back to the Future 2.
Right.
And I guess on October 21st, which was Back to the Future Day, for anyone that doesn't know, the reason it was Back to the Future Day is because it's the day in the future that they traveled to in Back to the Future 2. It's October 21st, 2015. Anyway, they released, like, on October 21st, they released the entire, like, long, the entirety of that conversation and that video. And, like, they're in there longer, talking about more stuff and shit, and then this guy that, like, shows up and starts, I guess they were waiting for him the whole time, he was there to show him something, like, he was hugely inspired by Back to the Future, it's like his favorite movie, he actually has a DeLorean and shit, he was driving the truck that Marty drove in the movie, the black one with the, yep, with the lights and shit on the back, and he actually invented a car that runs on trash.
Yeah.
And that's what he was showing him. Did you see that?
Yep.
I guess for people at home. But that was cool. Guess now that I know you see it.
I had a thought while you were saying all that. Could you imagine if we were able to travel through time and you go, 30 years into the future and realize that you're not even there anymore, you've died? Whoa. That'd be fucking weird.
Oh, like it's after you died?
Yeah.
That would be crazy, but I mean, you would have to know that if it's that far into the future. I mean, unless, like, immortality has been created, you know?
How would you know that?
You wouldn't, but what I'm saying is, people only don't live that long, so if you're going anything past, like, 50 to 100 years in the future, depending on how old you are now, you're probably dead. So
right,
you would have to at least assume that you're dead.
Right.
But
yeah.
No, I mean, that would be like a weird thing to think about if that was even possible.
Well, like Marty McFly in the movie, he was still in high school. So, like, if he traveled from, what was it, 1985 to 2015, which was 30 years later, he would have been 48-ish. And then come to find out that, like,
they made him look a lot older in it, though. He looked like he was in his, like, mid-50s.
Yeah, but then when he traveled into time, if he had, like, gotten there and realized that he died in some crazy sort of accident and he had already died, that'd be weird.
Possibly because of time travel.
And then when you're there and you find out how you died, when you died, and then you go back to 1985, and then you're just freaked out for that day to come.
Yeah.
Well, and then what do you do? Because, like Doc always said, don't mess with the space-time continuum. So when you go back to 1985 and then you get up to that day and you're freaked out about the day that you're supposed to be dying, and then you do something else to avoid it, and then now you're not going to die.
This is getting really fucking confusing.
But you see what I'm saying?
Kind of.
And then you figure out a way to avoid dying on that day.
So basically, pretty much your whole existence would be like traveling into the future to try to keep yourself alive as long as possible is what you're trying to do.
That would be cool, but that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm saying is,
because then you have that aspect, like, what, like, is it like Final Destination or something? Like, are you meant to die, and you're just gonna fucking, like, if it's not one thing, it's just gonna be another, you know?
Okay, well then, yeah, then my focus would change. When I travel into the future to find out, okay, I avoided it this time, how's it gonna happen next? And then you gotta try and avoid it the next time.
Well, the thing you gotta think is, like, is death like a living entity? Like, does it have a thought process? Would it be like, well, now I have to eliminate young Marty or whoever, you know what I mean, to take care of the core problem, and that would take him out. I wouldn't even have to deal with future Marty because young Marty died. You know, not only that, but I'm thinking something I never thought about until just recently is, where the fuck was Doc, old Doc, in Back to the Future 2?
What do you mean, where was he?
You never saw future Doc. You only saw fucking present time Doc, didn't you? You never saw Doc in the future. You only saw Doc in the past and Doc in present time. You only saw Marty's family.
Yeah,
not only that.
I can't think of a time when we saw him in the future.
What happened to Doc? Maybe Doc... Because Doc would have to be around. Not only that, like, maybe he wasn't. Because it also seems that in the future, in Back to the Future 2, Marty never time-traveled. So it must be a parallel universe they're going to.
Ah, we already talked about that.
Where Marty and Doc aren't homies. Marty never became a rock star. Or maybe, no, maybe he was a rock star. He didn't, because he got in that car accident and fucked up his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be a parallel universe, because when he went back to 1985, he went into reverse and didn't drag race Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
right.
For anybody who didn't realize that. That's Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's all of them from the Chili Peppers.
Oh, was that all of them?
Yeah, it was Anthony Kiedis.
Well, I know Flea was actually a couple characters in him. He was the guy that he raced. He was the guy.
Was
he was Needles.
Co-worker, yep.
Yeah, that got him fired, that, like, set him up. Yeah, Flea's quite an actor. He's been in quite a few things.
Yeah.
But
ugly.
So it must have been a parallel universe, right? It would have to be, because, like, you don't hear anything
possibly
about Doc in the future.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where is future Doc? Is this just something they never thought of? Is this something they hope people would overlook or something? Because I've watched two documentaries recently about Back to the Future. They released one recently called Back in Time, and then I saw one on YouTube that was only like 25 minutes long that probably came with a DVD release or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that Back in Time shit was pretty cool, though. It was more than just like how they made Back to the Future. It was like people who were influenced, like people where, like, the time machines are now, because they made, like, 7 of them, and I think only 3 of them survived. Some people actually have one. And then people who made their own and shit. It's pretty cool. It's, like, a bunch of different stuff about Back to the Future, but also, like, a little, like, story, how Back to the Future came to be and shit. Like, I enjoyed it. Somebody like me who enjoys shit like that.
I loved those movies. Those were the...
Yeah, and again, if you love the movies, you'll probably find it really interesting, too.
Yeah.
I love documentaries, especially documentaries about things I really like.
Right. Like space or time travel and alternate dimensions.
Or, I mean, just like making of fucking Back to the Future or...
Aliens.
Something about... Like, for instance, I watched a documentary called I Know That Voice, and it was all about voice actors. Like, people, you know their voice so well. Some people you even know from movies and shit, you just didn't realize they were doing voice acting and shit. Like, Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, does voice acting.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who does the voice for, like, Bender on Futurama, the robot, and, like, he does voices for Adventure Time and shit, that dude's cool as hell. He's the one who made the movie. But, like, there's all kinds... It was just really interesting shit if you give it a shot. Watch it for more than, like, 5 minutes, you know? But
what's it called?
It's called I Know That Voice.
Okay. I'll see if I can find it.
It's on Netflix. That's where I saw it. That Back in Time movie, that Back to the Future documentary, is on Netflix now, too. That's, like, brand new. That just aired on October
21st.
2015?
Yes, sir. So, in the future?
Sure.
Now it's in the past?
In the future.
So, past. Do I have to take my time machine back to go watch it?
Yeah. As of right now, every Back to the Future movie takes place in the past.
Whoa.
Boom.
Ain't that some shit?
Shocker. No, this isn't a gang sign. This is the shocker. The reverse shocker. Anyway, I'm going to have to put like a black bar.
Two in the butthole.
Oh, I did this. All right.
That's two in the butthole.
I'm sorry. For that was offensive.
Two in the butthole.
Jesse.
Two in the butthole.
Two in the butthole. One in the pink, two in the stink.
My right earphone keeps going out.
Reverse. I'm sorry.
What
Mine
is this
that
shit?
Too.
What is this shit?
This is bullshit.
This is bullshit. What kind of rinky dink shit are you doing here? Hold on. We're gonna lose this.
That'll be alright. I can't hear myself. I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Is that better?
That's alright, yeah. Stop
fucking
shaking it like a madman.
I was trying to see if it was going to go out. Now my left one's out.
Well, hell, Miguel, what the hell you do this time?
There it is. Okay.
That's my Doug impression.
All right, don't touch it.
Yeah.
Check.
But enough about Back to the Future, because I'm sure not everybody loves Back to the Future like
everybody loves Back to the Future.
No, I know a few people now, since Back to the Future Day, that I know really aren't tell big what, fans though, of Back
to the
Future.
If I could go back, I'd put some money on the Cubbies.
That's what I've been saying for years.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody fucking did it. I didn't do it either, though, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Get me a Gray's Sports Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
And live like Biff Tannen.
You know it.
Oh, hell, Miguel.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a good episode. I am Jay.
Yeah.
This is Mark. My left earbud keeps going out now.
Well, hell, dude. You had to fuck with shit, didn't you? You just had to fuck with it.
I think it's on this end.
I think your end is the
shocker.
End.
Two in the butthole.
Dave Bowie's got a new album coming out in January called Black Star.
Really?
Yep. You're not a big fan.
Good for that dude.
That guy. I'm a big Bowie fan. Got a big old Bowie. Again, terrible preparedness.
Preparedness. You could just do your funny voices that drive Emily crazy.
No.
And then after we're done, you can play this really loud through the big speakers, and she'll think that it's you saying it. Well, it is you saying it.
No. What I do, though, is Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Pink Bunny from Bill
and
Ted.
And it's awesome.
Bill
do
and
it.
Ted too.
Do it. Now your audience wants you to do
Jamie!
It.
Jamie! No!
Do the Pink Bunny.
The Pink Bunny? From Bill and Ted 2, everyone.
Do it.
You made John Letter by the cross. She hates it. She hates it, dude. So bad. I don't do that. She hates Alan a lot, but like, she really doesn't like Arnold Schwarzenegger because I can do so much with it. Like, I can sing songs.
Do it.
But like I said, I'm really just ripping off Ralph Garman from Hollywood Babylon because he does.
Sing me something.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. So, like, I could just go on and on. Like, I could just be, like, looking for clothes or something and be like, Jamie, wear my clothes. No, I need socks.
I'll clean underwear.
Like, the one day she was, like, filming me. Like, I was in the bedroom looking for shit and just doing that and... she wasn't even in there, the doors closed and shit, like, it was probably all muffled to her, but she ended up creeping the fucking door open, and I saw that she was filming me, like, the whole time on her phone, so, like, that never surfaced at all, thank God, but I'm probably will now if she hears this, just because she now has to, it's now on a recording, you know.
All right, sing me another song.
No, I'm good. That shit hurts my throat after a while. Because I have to so put, like, funny. Raspy in, and I gotta, like, let all my words, like bounce off the back of my throat. Like, Jamie! Like, that's me trying real hard. That's why it sounds so strange. But that's probably really loud. I apologize for it. But, man. Now she hates that shit. Like, I'll do Gollum, too. She doesn't like that either, but I'm not gonna do Gollum.
Do it. He said, but I'm not gonna do it. Do it, okay?
No, I because that one kind of.
What's teachers, precious? What's teachers?
Because in the one movie he's.
What's teachers, precious?
That one's kind of high pitched, but in the movie he's arguing with Sam, Sean Astin, about how to cook the rabbit he just caught, and he's like, "Me likes it raw." Because he wants to eat it raw, and he's like, no, we're going to make it in a stew, you know. He's like, with taters and carrots, and he's like,
what's taters, precious? What's taters?
Like, he never heard of a fucking potato, but, like, he was a goddamn hobbit before he was a golem, you know. So, like, I'm sure he ate a fucking potato. But, I mean, he probably doesn't really, well, I don't know. I'm not going to fucking pick apart the psychology of Gollum. But, I'm sure he had some disorders, no doubt.
I just like how easy it was to get you to do it after you said, I'm not going to do it.
I know, I just said, fuck it, I might as well. Like, I don't have anything to do anyway, really, so.
Oh,
maybe I'll get it out of my system.
Oh, man. Okay.
Are you pissed about anything? You got any go fuck yourselves for this episode, sir?
Actually, there hasn't been much going on the last week. So.
No, you're not pissed about it. So you had a pretty good week, I guess.
It wasn't too bad. Work slowed way down. That's frustrating, but I can't do anything about that.
Okay. So. But I guess you don't hate anybody right now.
Nah, not really.
Well, hell. Still haven't got my Coheed box set.
Damn it.
I'm pissed about that, so I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't know if it's bandmerch.com or Topspin or whoever.
Is that the one that your gold card thing's coming in?
The golden ticket, yeah. Like, I haven't heard anything about anybody getting it, but I know they started shipping them out. I know it takes probably like 3 to 7 days to get it, but they started shipping them out. I think it was like Friday or Saturday, so people should be getting them any day now, I would think. I don't know. I haven't got an email telling me that it's coming my way yet.
You should do your go fuck yourself in the Arnold voice. Do this whole rant in the Arnold voice.
No, dude. I won't be able to talk by the end of that.
But it'll be funny.
Okay, I'll just sacrifice my health and my abilities all right, to speak.
So let's start it over, and you do it like Arnold. So, did you get your Coheed
I'm not going to do that, sir. I'm not.
I didn't get it yet.
But I will tell them to go fuck themselves in my normal voice. I need to stop touching shit because it is noisy. Emily told me that the one day. I guess I'll get it in the right spot and just stay. But no, I haven't shipped it yet, so I haven't heard of anybody receiving it and getting the golden ticket. So as far as I know, I'm still in the running.
Well, that's good. So
pray for me.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus.
Well, thank you for this bountiful harvest of KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. Woo woo! You keep calling him baby Jesus. He was a grown man. I prefer to see him as baby.
I like baby Jesus, my favorite Jesus.
Lying in his little golden manger.
Oh, shit. Will Ferrell. I must say, he's not as hilarious as he used to be. Maybe he's just not. His charm's worn off a little bit or something. But
I was trying to show Coley the other day. Will Ferrell.
I still like him.
Doing the Harry Carey impression. Coley, I couldn't get him to do it, but I got a picture of him in his. Actually, that might be a good one there.
That's a good one right there.
Of Coley in his Halloween costume. And his glasses and the way the hair on the costume. I kept trying to get him to say, Cubs win! Cubs win!
He does look like Harry Carey. He should just be like,
I'm Harry Carey. But I couldn't get him to do it.
Harry Carey.
With Linda Hale. Let me ask you a question.
Did your name ever make you hungry?
It's not a hard question. Do you want to go to the moon with a dead guy in a sandwich?
Oh God, those were the best, man. Why can't Saturday Night Live be that good still?
No, it sucks anymore. I've tried watching it several times. Like, it's just not any good. They don't have any good comedians on there
anymore. I just watched it recently because Amy Schumer was on it, and I know Emily likes her a lot. And it was pretty funny, but it was funny because of Amy Schumer.
I like Amy
and,
Schumer.
And The Weeknd performed, and I kind of like The Weeknd. Like, from what everything I've heard from him, I liked, except for that really fucking popular song he has. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I can't think of the song.
It's like something about I can't feel my faith when.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
I don't really like that song at all. But like, I like everything else I've heard from. But he's got a song called The Hills that's getting real popular. So I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like that one as much because it's going to be played all over the fucking place. But I did like that one a lot until like it started getting played on the radio. But everything else I've heard is pretty decent. I mean, I don't love him or anything, but he's pretty good. But what the fuck are you doing?
It's a box following my face on there.
That's because it's focusing on the family. I think there's one following me, too. I can't tell, but we look like a bunch of fucking weirdos.
I just noticed it. I've looked at that over and over again every time we do this, and that's the first time I noticed.
I must have accidentally tapped your around your face so it would like track
tap
it.
Around your face.
Man, don't face tap me, son. Oh my god, that's so weird.
Your dick tastes funny. It looks funny.
Your dick sounds funny.
Your dick sounds funny.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been thinking about, you know, I mentioned it before. We talked about it the one time when I explained to you why I changed the name of Madcast to the itis. Mm-hmm. And then I found out what the itis actually means, and it just means somebody's fucking tired. They got the itis. They don't want to do anything because they're fucking tired. Mm-hmm. Didn't get much sleep, I guess. But that's from a TV show called The Boondocks. I guess it's on Adult. It's on. I've seen it before. It's on Adult Swim, but I haven't seen too much of it. I never saw that episode, so I might even change the name of that now. It's spoken for
you
as well.
You need to make up your damn mind.
I know. I figure one day I'll get it set, but I was thinking about changing the name of Madcast Media too, just because that's kind of Madcast in general is just kind of overused. There's so much.
It's fine.
Is it? You sounded like somebody.
It's fine. Just leave it alone. It's fine.
Killing me, Small. It's fine. Just fucking leave it, dude.
Just fucking leave it alone. It's fine.
It's fine.
Don't mess with
just
it.
Just shut up. It's okay.
But don't change a I've thing. Been, it's
I've
great.
Thinking of things. And, like, there's a couple I've come up with, and like Emily could draw the logo or whatever, but I thought of because like I could keep the word mad in there, I guess. I thought of like Mad Archer Media, and it could be like a crazy looking like evil archer guy.
No,
you could draw. No, you don't like that.
What's your next choice?
That's really all I thought of lately.
Oh, okay, well then that's fine.
So you're just being a dick. I shouldn't have even brought it up, I guess.
No, it's fine. I like that.
Because then you still got the mad in there, and I could just make him look sadistic. Look evil. I don't know why he needs to look evil, but that's what mad means, you know? He's not, that boy's mad.
The
mad hatter.
I kind of want to go out and sit in your new recliner.
I know, I got a new recliner. Well, it's not new, but it's new to me, and man, it's fucking comfortable. Got a new couch, too, that has two built-in recliners on each side, so boom.
Boom.
Suckle on that teeth.
So you have three new recliners, and you won't let me take one home.
That's because they're my new recliners.
You're a dick. That was my chair.
Dude, I haven't even had them like a fucking hour. You helped me move them in the house. Jeebus.
Fine. I'll pick it up next week. I want a new recliner.
Did you hear about the Boycott Star Wars 7 thing? The hashtag Boycott Star Wars 7?
No.
It's like 20 dudes or like 18 fucking racist ass dudes.
Is it because the black stormtrooper?
So yeah, because there's a black guy in Star Wars, basically, and there's a female.
People are
saying that it promotes white genocide.
That's stupid.
It's fucking retarded. Like, and they're acting like, okay, what about Lando Calrissian?
Right.
He was in fucking Star Wars. Fucking Mace Windu. Samuel L. Jackson.
My nigga.
Like, these people don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
Am I allowed to say that?
It's probably not okay.
Well, that was my Sam Jackson impression.
Oh, okay. I guess if it's in a quote, I guess it's not that. But you're still white, though, right. So it makes it wrong.
All right. Well, then I apologize.
Say Mega.
What?
Say Mega with an M, because that's what I say.
My Mega.
Yeah. No, that's still probably. I don't even.
That
like to say
is a
that,
tasty really. Cheeseburger.
Oh, fuck. Man.
Kahuna Burger. That is a tasty cheeseburger.
I read an article recently about a dude that. Like, two dudes actually went into a restaurant and fucking were trying to rob it in broad daylight, just like in Pulp Fiction. Mm. And this nerdy ass dude, like, they were going around, like, robbing everybody, like, taking their wallets and shit. And, he actually got them to run, like, leave and shit because he was quoting Pulp Fiction back to him the whole time. Because he realized, like, this is just fucking like Pulp Fiction. He's like, they were taking his wallet shit. He did the bad motherfucker shit. And then, I don't even remember. Like, this was a while back. But, dude, it was so fucking cool, like, the way he did it. I guess look it up. Because I didn't provide you with any real information.
Cool story. Check it out.
Yeah.
It's somewhere on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know much. It's out there, though.
Actually, Carrie was just telling me that the gas station up the road here got robbed the other day at gunpoint.
That's what we probably heard then, because we heard mad sirens, an alarm going off.
Yeah, she said that the gas station up the
road
here...
That shit gets robbed like once a year.
Well, apparently...
maybe twice.
I think his name's Chuck, the one guy that works in there. I think his name's Chuck.
The gay dude, I think? I think he's gay.
Is he gay?
Everybody, so many people told me he's gay. I don't know.
Gray hair.
He's really nice, though.
Very well,
I know what you're talking about. The only other dude that works there.
I think his name's Chuck. But anyway, Carrie said they pulled a gun on him. She said everyone ended up being fine, but the guys that did it, took off, and then they tried to hit a couple houses.
What a bunch of fucking dummies.
Yeah, at gunpoint, broke into these houses, and... Well, I don't know exactly what happened, but I sold a security system over there.
Nice.
So
you set that up, didn't you?
Worked out well for me. Maybe.
That's crazy, though. What a bunch of dipshits. That's definitely like a spur of the moment thought right there.
My thought too is if you're
in success,
what's the worst? Well, one of the worst places to try and rob a fucking gas station. There's cameras everywhere. You might as well go try and rob a bank.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got cameras facing every pump.
You can see them. It's not like they're hidden.
Yeah, they're all over the parking lot. You've got cameras staring right at you from behind the counter when you walk in.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Oh, God. Eat your ham.
Eat your ham.
But, no, that's some dumb shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be on that dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know
mm-hmm.
it.
Uh-huh. Oh, hell.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I was going to do Gwen Stefani, but I don't know what she said.
Uh-huh. That's my shit.
Is that your shit?
That's what she says.
I know, but...
That's what she said.
I always think, that's my shit. And she's pointing at like, she just shit in the yard or something.
Uh-huh. That's my shit.
Gwen,
where did this come from?
Uh-huh. Gavin, that's what you think it
that's
is.
That's my shit.
Yeah, that's why they're getting divorced.
That's my shit, Gavin.
Wow, they're making a Super Troopers too. Did you know that?
Really?
Yep, it's actually happening.
That's fun news.
Yep. What's, they were supposed to make Pot Fest after Beer Fest. They were supposed to make Beer Fest 2. They were supposed to make all kinds of stuff. Mm. Pot Fest was going to be with Willie Nelson, supposedly. He was at the end of Beer Fest when they advertised...
Yeah.
Pot Fest, which I didn't know if they planned on making that or not, or it was just a joke, next is Pot Fest, ha-ha, But no, I guess they're going to make that, too.
Those are some funny guys.
Yeah, they're funny dudes. They don't really do much anymore. You know they made the, that Dukes of Hazzard movie that came out a few years back? With Sean William Scott and Johnny Knoxville, Jessica Simpson.
They made that?
Yeah, that was directed by J. Chandrasekhar, the guy who made all the Broken Lizard movies.
I did not know
that. They were all in it, too.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah, Farva was one of the main characters, one of the dudes they go to.
Just order a large Farva.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
Does this look like spit?
It was
spit. Fuck it. It's delicious.
Oh, I guess the NYPD called for a... Tarantino boycott after he protests police brutality.
Jeez.
Of course they did. Fucking jackass.
What is this world coming to?
I don't know.
Idiots. Fuck the police.
Yeah.
No.
You remember a friend of mine named Kevin?
Smith?
No, he's not a friend of mine. I wish he was. I used to hang out with me and Justin and shit all the time. He's a Maslin. He's from Maslin. I don't know. Anyway, he just had a baby. Good for him. Congrats, guys, if you're even listening.
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah. Little Cecil. Boy. I like the name Cecil.
I do, too. That's cool.
Yeah. Yep. I imagine the last name is Bolyard, because that's his last name. I think that's how you say it. Bolyard. It'd be Cecil Bolyard. I don't know his middle name. But congrats.
Congrats.
Kevin and Amber. Proud parents.
Good job, Kevin.
Good job. Yay, Kevin.
Yeah. Yay.
You Kevin. Do good.
Yeah.
That wasn't racist.
Your sperm very strong. Like bull.
Like bull. Like bullier.
Strong. strong like bull. Cecil grow up strong like bull.
Strong like bull. Well, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't do the faces you know, names you don't this time.
Fuck.
Well, I mean, it's not over. You don't got to get that upset. We can do it, man. I'm sorry, dude.
All right, let's do it then.
Fine.
God.
Let me find him.
Hurry up.
Dickheads.
Hurry.
Y'all ready for this? All right. Do you know who fucking...
Nope.
Clint Howard is?
No.
Keep going. You know, keep trying. You can do it. I believe in you.
It sounds familiar.
Clint Howard.
It doesn't matter how you say it. I still don't know.
Clint.
Oh.
Howard.
Oh, Clint Howard. Nope, still don't know.
Let me give you some examples of his work, sir.
Okay.
Gonna have to go to the MDIB.
MDIB.
IMDb, for those who don't know. You know there's people out in the world that don't know what IMDb is?
I have a
Which
friend.
Probably isn't shocking to some people, but to me, I'm like, you don't know what fucking IMDb is?
I have a friend that pronounces penis as penis.
Penis?
And he does it every single time, and I've never brought it up to him as far as, you know it's actually called a penis, right? I've never brought it up, but every time I hear him say it, he says penis.
Well, anytime I hear anybody be like, man, I don't know where my pen is, or they're just like, where's my pen? I was like, I'm always like, my penis is mightier than the sword. Which, not everybody laughs. But, Clint Howard, ladies and gentlemen.
Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
He's not in too much. He was on Arrested Development.
I liked that show.
2 episodes, supposedly. Well, not supposedly. I'm sure IMDb's not lying to me, but he was on 2 episodes. Lords of Salem. Everybody's in fucking Lords of Salem. The Dilemma. That shitty fucking Vince Vaughn and Kevin James movie. Blood Rain. All kinds of shit. Workaholics, I guess he was on, which is a good show. I don't know if you watch that.
No.
The Grinch?
I've only seen 1 episode of Workaholics, and it was the one with Chris D'Elia on it, because I love that guy.
No, okay. I like Chris D'Elia, too. When he was a child molester. He tried to fuck little boys, because they were pretending to be a like, Justin Bieber fan or whatever.
He does a show now called Undateable. Super funny. But he made a reference to the show that he was on right before Undateable called Whitney. And on the show, they were asking him, one of his friends says, well, what's one of your greatest regrets? And he goes, I never fucked Whitney Cummings.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Whitney Cummings pretty good looking.
Oh, my God. That
girl's gorgeous. I love, though? Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, she's hot, too.
She is.
And she is, like, dirty hot.
Kind of.
Like, you know that girl just gets crazy.
Anyway. Yeah, probably.
Anyway,
Clint Howard, he's in a lot of, like, Adam Sandler movies and shit. Like I said, he was in The Grinch, but he was in Little Nicky and shit. He pops up everywhere. He's actually the brother of Ron Howard.
No shit.
I don't know if he's the younger or the older. I think he's the older, but once you see his face, you're going to fucking know him. Now, sir, one of the goofiest looking motherfuckers on the planet. But... Clint Howard, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, I do recognize him.
Yeah.
I did not know that was his face, and I didn't know he was related to Ron Howard.
Ron Howard's brother.
I'm going to guess he's older.
I would think so. Ron Howard's pretty old, though, but he doesn't look as old as he does, I would think. Let's find out, shall we? I'm sure it fucking says it on his IMDb. IMDb. He's born on April 420, 1959 in Burbank, California, as Clinton E. Howard, ladies and gentlemen. He's known for The Grinch That Stole Christmas, The Jungle Book, Apollo 13.
I remember him in Apollo 13.
He's been married to Melanie Howard since October 29th, 1985. He doesn't say who fucking anything else about his brother and shit, but yeah, younger brother of Ron Howard.
So I was right. I win.
Oh, he won in 1988. He won an MTV Movie Award Lifetime Achievement Award.
Huh.
Well,
all right. Who else you got?
Yeah, that was Ron Howard. Everybody, you know who Sam Elliott is.
I do.
Okay. See, not everybody does. So I guess we can't do that one. But if you really don't, Sam Elliott, look him up.
Yeah, Sam Elliott was Patrick Swayze's friend. In, I know I was going somewhere with that, and then I lost it. Oh, fuck. What was the Patrick Swayze movie where he worked in the bar?
Roadhouse,
yeah, the Double Douche.
Roadhouse.
The Double Douche.
How about James Remar?
Do not know that name.
Didn't think you did, sir.
Nope. No clue.
He's known for Dexter, Django Unchained, Ratatouille, The Girl Next Door, Unnatural, a movie I've never seen, State of Affairs, a movie called Eden. He also does a voice on Legend of Korra. Oh, apparently, Jesse, you'll like this. He does voices on Destiny. It must be your destiny. Anyway, Jesse plays Destiny. Hayward Gaming, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. He's on Twitter, YouTube. Suck on his dick a little bit.
Oh!
Not me, you.
Oh!
Well, you know, just watch his videos. Give him a like, a subscribe, a follow, whatever you're doing. Anyway, he was on Grey's Anatomy. Oh, he's on Wilfred. I like
Wilfred.
From Dusk Till Dawn, the name? TV series, I guess.
What's the name again?
James Remar.
Okay.
But yeah, he's probably most known for like Django Unchained. Well, he's not really a big role in Django, but
does it say who he played on Wilfred?
No, but I'll find out.
Although I missed a lot of the last season of Wilfred.
I haven't seen everything. He played Henry. Not sure Henry. Who that is. That's all it says. So
Henry.
Probably a small appearance.
Henry.
But he's probably best known for Dexter.
Was Henry?
I think it's the first season.
Was Henry the Elijah Wood's dad? Is he the one that played Elijah Wood's dad?
You know what? Henry? I think it is. I think he is. Let me find a good picture of him for you to see. I guess this one he has a beard, but you could pretty much see his face. James Remar, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's the guy that played his dad, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, probably best known for...
Well, imagine that.
Dexter. He played Dexter's, like... I don't know if he was his dad or, like, just the guy who raised him and pretty much trained him to be a fucking serial killer.
Yeah, that was his dad.
I didn't know if it was his dad or just, like, somebody who his adopted father or something like that.
No, I'm pretty sure it was his dad.
But he does voice on Legend of Korra.
I haven't seen all the episodes of Dexter, but Jen loved that show, and we started watching it. I don't know why we didn't finish it, because I liked it.
He plays, I think it's Tonrak? T-O-N-R-A-Q, Tonrak? Tonrak, I don't know. I don't really watch it, but I guess it is. I didn't know this, but I guess it is like a sequel to Avatar or something like that.
Yeah.
Legend which is cool, because I liked Avatar. I didn't watch all of it, but from what I saw, because I know Clay was really into
it. Yeah, both of the kids were.
Avatar's pretty cool, so.
Yeah, I liked it. It was one of the shows that the kids watched that I could sit there and watch with them without.
No, it was definitely, it was definitely
my TV
cool.
Outside.
Our nephew Sam was really into it, too.
Yeah.
But, no. There's another edition of Faces You Know, Names You Don't.
Woo woo!
Bitches!
Suck it! Reverse shocker.
The reverse
shocker. Shoot in the butthole. Wow. Wouldn't that be the reverse shocker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If anybody knows, it's me.
No. Where are you getting all that stuff from?
My asshole.
You just keep pulling stuff out of that doorway.
I don't really have too much. Walking Dead's pretty good. I haven't seen the most recent episode.
Oh, my God. Wait till you see when...
Don't even say it. Maybe we shouldn't even talk about it, but we could talk about the first two, I guess.
Okay.
Good shit. Moving on.
Good shit. What else you got?
What other shows do you watch, sir? I don't know how many we actually watch. I'm really waiting for Game of Thrones. I really want to see Jessica Jones when it comes out on Netflix.
I need
another Marvel series.
I need to catch up on Game of Thrones.
Have you seen Daredevil?
No.
Oh my God, dude.
I know. I know.
Oh, it's so good.
Now do the rabbit voice.
That was probably so disturbing. Luckily, Emily left to meet her dad. And she just gave me a text. But Daredevil, dude.
Dude.
Fucking don't. When you hear Daredevil, you probably think of Ben Affleck. Forget that motherfucker. He's Batman now. He went to the other side. Dude.
Dope.
Daredevil is so good. The next season should be coming out before too long. But the first season, it's on Netflix. You can watch the whole fucking thing. So fucking good, dude. The guy who plays Daredevil, I think his name is either Chris Cox. I think I'll look it up.
Chris Cox.
But the guy who played, you've seen the Mighty Ducks movies?
Yeah.
He's been in other stuff too, but the guy who played Fulton Reed, the big guy that could shoot really hard and fast, and he's their secret weapon. He became one of the Bash brothers in the second one.
Yeah,
he's in it. He plays his best friend Foggy, and they're lawyers, right? And they start a law firm. The chick from you don't watch True Blood. You never watched True Blood, did you?
I've seen like the first two or three episodes.
The really hot red-headed chick from the later seasons. My favorite girl on the show, probably. She's in it, dude. It's so fucking good. Vincent D'Onofrio plays Wilson Fisk, dude, and he does a fucking amazing job. Hmm. Oh my God, dude, it's so well written. It's like, it's so dark and gritty and real, dude. It's so good. You need to check it out. But yeah, that shit should be starting up again before too long, the second season.
Chris Cox, why can't I find him?
I don't, because that's probably not his fucking name.
Oh.
I'm going to look up Daredevil.
You said he plays Daredevil?
Yeah.
All right.
Charlie Cox.
Oh.
Oh, and Rosario Dawson. She's in it.
Chris Cox.
She's probably going to end up becoming Elektra.
Chris Cox sounds familiar too, though.
Chris Cox. I think that's like a local person, like somebody in town.
Oh.
Because I've heard people, I think that's like a local person. I don't know.
Huh.
If anybody knows, I guess you can comment or something, but who knows? But no, dude, and Daredevil's blind and shit. I don't know if you remember that.
What?
Yeah.
How you gonna fight crime with no eyes?
Come on, dude, he's a beast. Oh, and in the second season, the Punisher is coming in.
No.
Guess who plays the Punisher?
Chris Cox.
His name be... John Bernthal, also known as Shane from the first and second season of
Walking Dead. Okay.
He's going to play Frank Castle. He's going to be a good guy, kind of.
Hmm.
Like a vigilante that kills motherfuckers.
Well, good. Because I didn't like him in Walking Dead.
No, he's a total dick. Total dick.
I knew he was going to end up dying.
But like,
and I knew Rick was going to do it.
Rick's pretty much becoming Shane these days. Like, he basically, like, he killed that dude because he wanted to bang his wife. Like, he hated that dude. Well, the dude was a total dick, beat his kids and his wife and shit. But, like, Rick basically just wanted to fuck that dude's wife, who was married and had kids and shit, which is exactly what Shane was doing.
Okay, yeah, when they got to that town. Okay.
Yeah, spoiler alert. But, no, Rick pretty much is on the same fucking course that Shane was.
Well,
but I guess with that said, we are hitting the hour mark, sir. So I guess we should call it a day.
You gotta go out on Arnold.
Who?
You gotta take us out with some Arnold.
Arnold from Happy Days?
No. Get to the chopper, Arnold. Fuck you.
I'm just kidding. What do you want me? Anything?
I don't give a shit. Just do a bunch of Arnold because it's funny as shit, and you do it really good. Sing me a song. As
when well. I run so far away. I gotta get away. There you go. That wasn't too bad, I guess. I've never sang that one.
That sucked. Was just the do first. Something else.
Oh, fuck you.
Do another one. That was
fuck
terrible.
Fuck you. I can just do.
Fuck you. Jingle all the way.
Jamie. The Turbo Man doll. Sinbad. I don't know any lines from fucking Jingle All the Way. So
Terminator. Dude, Terminator.
I don't know too many lines from Terminator. Come with me if you want to live. Come with me if you want to live. My dog is at the door. And that sounded Mexican a little bit. Hey. Hey, doggy's at the door, man.
Do it in the Arnold voice.
Say my dog, what the fuck is
say
it?
Say my doggy's at the door and then say, S.A.
My dog is at the door, S.A. All right, enough of this shit. All right. That is it for this episode of Jay and Mark. I am Mark. This is Jay, who will not stop fucking bossing me around.
Oh, God, that was funny.
But,
do it one more time.
No, man.
My dog is at the door, S.A.
My dog is at the door, S.A. All right. Until next time, we love you for watching and being at this point of the show. Until next time, I am Mark.